You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part 2.
Just the bits.
What's up, everybody? Another happy weekend. Whether you are catching up on the show, whether you're listening to the best bits, I'm just happy you're here. So thanks for joining. Make sure you go check out Part 1 and Part 3 this weekend. I am going to be a little biased here and say that Part 1 is one of the best ones we have done in a hot minute. Me and Eddie, we're talking about Valentine's Day. And I made him sing some songs. Like, we can't play songs on the podcast anymore, but I had a whole breakup playlist for everybody this week for Valentine's Day. And since we can't play the songs, I made Eddie sing them. And I'm just going to say, even if you don't need breakup songs, you're going to love this. So go listen to Part 1. And Part 3, we answered some listener Q&A. But if that wasn't enough of a reason to go listen for you and you're still here, let's dive into the bits from the show this week.
Woohoo!
This week was Valentine's Day, so of course, everybody shared what their plans were, what they did, how it went down, what they gifted. There was a lot of details in Valentine's Day, or AKA the love holiday that happened this week. And spoiler alert, I didn't do anything. I hung out with my Valentine, that was my dog, and I got myself some flowers, made some good food, watched some rom-coms. So nothing crazy on my end. You're not going to hear my update in any of this, but you will hear everybody else's. So happy Valentine's Day to all those who celebrate.
Number 7.
I don't think we have any great stories here, but let's try. Valentine's Day night for you guys. Not that it's a huge deal to everybody, but Amy, you go first.
Nothing.
Okay. Eddie?
No great stories here. Took the kids to Bible study at church and then picked up True Food Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
My wife
Yum.
Said that's good, so we picked
we
that up.
We ate that last night, too.
You did?
We were going to go to dinner, a whole different thing, but go ahead.
That's a fancy place, because I wanted to go pick up the food in my flip-flops and shorts. I'm like, whoa, I'm underdressed
no,
here.
It's no, it's not fancy.
You're good enough.
It was Valentine's night.
Maybe they turned down the light.
They did.
Oh, maybe, yeah. It's really not that fancy,
so
though.
I picked up food, we went back, and we ate it, and I think we watched a little bit of Hope Floats.
Okay, that's kind of romantic.
Sandra Bullock and
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
You know what he sings?
Yeah.
When the waves were going down the stream.
We made it about 30 minutes in, and then that was it, man.
Does she fall asleep like you do with movies?
No, she usually finishes the movie, and I fall asleep first.
So when you mean that, you mean you fell asleep?
That was me.
Lunchbox?
Oh, my wife cooked dinner for all of us, and then she put the kids to bed as I headed out the door to my soccer game. Nice. And don't worry, we won.
That's all we cared about.
And when I got home, I scored in my soccer game.
Oh, yeah.
When I got home,
okay.
She was.
Oh. Okay.
She went Eddie on you?
Yep.
We had plans to go to dinner. Well, I got home, and they mark flowers up so much on Valentine's Day, which of course they do. They mark everything up whenever you need it, right? It's the point. But I had ordered flowers a couple weeks ago, and I went and picked them up instead of having them delivered because I don't want to risk knowing what time they were going to get there. And so I knew my wife was not at home, so I went and picked them up, and I had a gift for her and wrote her a big, long card. She likes that more than any gift. Just the thought of
a note?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wasn't like a note, though. This is like a pamphlet.
Oh.
Let's
read it.
No.
Then what?
Because it's private to her. That's her love language. Her love language is not even gifts. It's like time and like
Words.
Yeah, yeah, words.
Words of affirmation. And then the time you put into writing those words.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I gave her the flowers and had the gift and the card. And I just wasn't feeling that good, but I didn't want to be the person to be like, I don't feel good. Because I had dinner set for us last night. I think I know what I ate yesterday.
Oh, no.
And my stomach is still kind of jacked up because of it. I'm not sure that's what it was, so I'm going to eat it again this morning to give a test.
Wait.
Oh. Well, but here's why. A lot of people.
That's interesting.
I know, yeah. A lot of people claim, I did research, like on sports or COVID, or I do. No, you just read the internet. I'm doing actual studies with the food.
Like real lab research.
This is a lab. My body's a lab.
Okay.
So I ate something yesterday I don't think was good for my stomach, but I'm going to eat it again today. It's not bad. So I was like, I do not feel good. And she said, you know, I don't feel great either. So we punted our dinner from last night. We're going to go out tomorrow night and just have a nice dinner. But I got charged like $50 for the holding of the reservation.
Oh, no.
I know. I get it. I get it.
Well, so, you could have sold it, I guess.
Nah.
Yeah, man.
I tried to rally. And then when I was like, she was like, I don't feel good either. Yeah. So we ended up ordering from True Food like Eddie and his wife did. And we watched Fargo, and then she got pretty sleepy, and the Arkansas game didn't start till late. So she fell asleep, and I watched us get crushed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who'd they play? Who'd you play?
Tennessee. Mm. Yeah.
But you got to watch it, though. That's kind of cool.
Just the back end of it, and it was a bad end.
I know.
Yeah.
You really didn't think you were going to be able to watch the game.
No, and I wasn't planning to watch it, and I would rather have not have.
Yeah, I know.
In hindsight. It wasn't the best because we just weren't feeling good. But
had she eaten what you ate?
I don't know.
Okay.
We didn't compare notes, but I'm gonna do research today.
Well, when you do research, you got to compare notes.
But I'm doing it in the lab.
Ah.
But I was talking to a friend of mine who doesn't live in the South, isn't from the South, and I said, "Man, I think I got some sort of stomach bug." And he was like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "What is a bug in your stomach?" And I thought to myself, because I say that just so naturally. My grandma would always say it to me. That's what it means. It means you got a bug in your stomach. Means a stomach bug is like you're sick. You know, you're throwing up or you're queasy or you got diarrhea or whatever it is, but it's coming from your stomach. And I was like, you never heard stomach bug? And he was like, what kind of trailer park thing?
What?
I didn't realize that was mostly a Southern thing, a stomach bug. Huh. And then I started thinking about it. What does it even mean? Like there's the root of it. Did someone feel like there was a bug in their stomach?
Messing it up.
Crawling around. It's like, oh, I feel a bug crawling around.
Yeah.
I've just never thought about the words because I've said it as such a natural part of my vocabulary or description of my stomach feeling bad.
So what does this person say? Like stomach?
Sick of their stomach or like
they feel my stomach
hurts.
They
feel nauseous. Yeah. I didn't realize stomach bug. I do now.
Bug.
It does feel very Southern.
But I use that. I mean, I knew that. I'm from South Texas. Southern.
Yes, we do it too.
And I wouldn't say you're from the South, but I'd say you're from the Southern part of the country.
Yeah.
Southern Texas.
I thought everybody said stomach bug.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you just say caught a bug.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even say where.
So I had a bug and still got a little bit of bug this morning. In Valentine's, if you're not like in a new relationship, it definitely isn't as novel, but hopefully you found a way to sell up just to remind yourself that hopefully, you know, you feel like you're lucky with the person you're with and you could tell them that yesterday or show them that in some way.
Yeah.
And hopefully you didn't have a stomach bug. He was like, what?
Where's he from?
The Northeast.
Mm.
And it could be, it's just not a Northeast thing.
Yeah.
I was my wife calls sodas a Coke. And I think that's a very Southern thing.
Everything's a Coke.
Yeah.
Coke.
Right. I don't anymore. I used to probably call it all a Coke, but
what do you say?
Well, now I just say soda because I've had to learn how to say it differently because all the places we are, because people, Coke's a brand.
Right.
Yeah, that's one kind of brand.
Yeah, but growing up, Coke was Dr. Pepper.
There's anything, any soda.
We would say, can I have a Coke? What flavors do you guys have?
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, what kind of Cokes do you have?
Right, right.
Which is the marketing that Coke did on us.
Which is, it was just a dominant brand.
Yeah.
It's like a Kleenex. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different kinds of tissues.
Yep.
But Kleenex is the brand.
Which is crazy.
Q-tip is a cotton swab.
Although they're the only ones that make it pretty much.
Yeah.
No, there's like a generic brand too. But I don't know. There's a huge market for like 10 brands of Q-tips. But we were talking about that last night because I kind of was like, a stomach bug's kind of a thing that people in the Northeast don't say that much. But she calls it a Coke and I now call it a soda because that's the universally accepted. But if you're in like the Midwest, you call it a pop.
Pop.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think on Fargo,
Fargo
too,
they say pop.
They call it a pop.
You like a pop?
Oh, don't you,
you like
know?
A pop?
You want a pop? So I hope you guys had a good evening. You know, we had a fine one. Morgan didn't do anything.
No, I just made myself some fettuccine, watched some romantic movies, and
I only know that because I saw your Instagram. I didn't just assume.
Yeah, no, I did post it. I didn't. I was chilling on the couch and watching rom-coms by myself.
Ray and Bay, husband and wife.
Yeah, homemade card here at the studio. I stopped and got gas station flowers, and then she made shrimp and noodles, and I was in bed by 5. So I don't know what she did for Valentine's Day.
Ray, is that what you were printing on the printer?
Yeah, I did a picture of my cat and said, Happy Valentine's Day from us. It was free. It was awesome. And then out at the gas station, it was less than $5, too.
But I don't think you should brag about how much you didn't spend. What I like is that you put through effort.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's just like I, at work, took some time and I did a homemade card. But you don't have to be like, it was free.
Right.
Like, you don't have to take you down a notch.
Right, not me. We're balling on a budget right now, so I just want it to be known.
Why do you want it to be known?
To her and me. We don't spend money probably for the next couple of years.
Wow, years.
Because you just
wow.
bought a house?
Yeah.
Wow. Got it. Felt that?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, everybody, hope you have a good day today. I hope it was a good Valentine's night last night.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Imagine getting a paycheck that is one of your coworkers, and you guys are on the same level, same everything, but somehow he makes more money than you, and you accidentally got this paycheck. Well, that's what happened to one of Amy's friends, and now she's in quite the pickle. Doesn't know how to handle it, doesn't know if she should say anything. You're going to get the whole breakdown here and what everybody's thoughts are, and maybe if you have thoughts too, you can hit us up on social media. Let us know what you think.
Number 6.
I'm going to protect the identity of the person that we're talking about here, but Amy, I'm going to come over to you. So let's just say, we'll just say a girl. We're not saying if it's a girl or a guy. Let's just say a girl that you know this happened to with her pay, okay?
Yeah.
So, we know who it is. We're going to switch up some of the facts, but this is a true story. Go ahead.
She received an email from accounting at her company, and it had attached payment, like a breakdown of your paycheck, except for it wasn't her paycheck. It was a paycheck of a guy that she works with that they've both been there the same amount of time, and they do the exact same thing. And his was significantly higher. Like, she was shocked. Whoa. Like,
man, that sucks that they sent that to her.
Yeah.
It also sucks if that's the case and she's getting paid less for the same job. And there's some details I need to know. Like, do they for sure have the same job?
For sure.
Same
responsibility, same amount of time.
Is it a sales job to where he may be making money? Because
no. It's not a commission.
Has he been there longer?
Thing. No.
Wow.
Same amount of time. In fact, they'll often work alongside each other. That's how close they are in what they do. I mean, it's exact.
Was she upset?
Yeah. No, very. And she doesn't know how to handle it. And so I thought, well, let me take this to the guys.
Oof, that's a tough one, man.
This is the easiest question we've ever had.
Really?
I mean, okay. What? She just goes and demands equal pay?
No.
Oh.
Because, yes, but not like that. Because then people get upset and hold resentment, and even though she may get it, the vibe at work is going to be off. People may treat her different.
She's already getting treated different.
She got sent this by accident by a supervisor or
accounting.
Payroll. Yeah.
Yep.
What you do is you have it in your email and you forward it to your boss and your boss's boss and back to accounting, and you go, hey, I don't think this was sent to me on purpose. This was an accident, I'm sure, but I have a lot of questions regarding what I saw in this when I opened it. That way they know you got it.
I'm already nervous.
This is you being, it's not confrontational, but it is you asking for their time and energy regarding something that isn't comfortable and something that she may be getting screwed on, but in a way that isn't aggressive. Because it's not like she went and hacked in and got it, or it's not like she went and asked the person, can I see yours? They accidentally sent it to her. It wasn't like she was trying to find it.
Yeah, it's like this fell into her lap.
Yeah, well, you forward it to your boss, your boss's boss, so it doesn't look like you're jumping over their head, and back to accounting. You say, I got this by accident, and I have a lot of questions regarding the pay, and I would have never even looked at this, but it was sent to me, and I opened it because I thought it was mine. And then when you go in, they know it was an accident. They know they screwed up. They're probably already going, oh gosh. Mm-hmm. And then you start to ask questions. Because you did nothing wrong by opening an email that was sent to you.
Like what kind of questions?
You ask questions like, hey, I saw that, we'll just call him Chris.
Yeah.
I saw that Chris is making $11 a year. and I'm making $8. We've been here at the same time. Like, what is he doing differently than I'm doing? Mm. You don't go in going, I demand more. That's what you're doing, but you're doing it in a way that doesn't put anyone on their heels where they can answer the question and like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm glad you found that. We are going to bump you up. We didn't notice that your salary had been, you hadn't gotten a raise. So I think that's how you do it. A little bit.
I mean, because you have to assume that it's potentially this way because she's a woman and he's a man.
Or you find out.
I thought we were mixing the genders.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Or you find out.
Sorry.
Okay.
We're not.
Or you find out why it really is. Like, because there really actually may be a reason as well that you don't know. But you're about to find out one way or the
wow.
other.
Wow.
You're about to get your raise mm-hmm. without being confrontational about it. Because then if they do nothing, you're like, no, that's just how it is. Well, then you can get confrontational. But you just don't want to, if you don't have to hurt the vibe at work. There comes a time when you have to. But first you just go, hey, I saw this. Obviously, I wasn't pursuing this. But it leads me to some questions now that I have this information. And if they don't have good answers, showtime, baby.
What if they're like, Jimmy's here like till 11 o'clock at night every night?
No, because it's a salary
position.
If
there is a reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Valid
I'm not
reason.
Saying that's the reason. In a salary position, time almost doesn't matter. It's how effective you are at your job.
Right.
But you're about to find out if Jimmy's just more valued at your company. That could be it.
Yeah, because Jimmy's a man.
No, it doesn't have to be.
The thing is, you may find out what Jimmy does
right.
that is actually different.
You can assume it's because he's a man.
I can tell you what it is. It's different.
He's standing up. Yes. And could be it too. It really could.
Yeah.
But you have to go and play it passively.
The only thing I could think of, and I was talking to her about it, is, okay, maybe he came in with more experience.
They'll tell you. Whatever the case is, they'll tell you what it is. And it's up to you to decide whether that's a good enough answer or not. Because if you feel like it's not, and they're only paying him because he's a dude, then, again,
which I mean, that's,
it's showtime, baby.
That's definitely
we're about to
happening
make more, yeah.
places, obviously. So,
let us know how that turns out. Poor Jimmy. Like, it probably doesn't know either.
Right.
Yeah.
Jimmy's like, thinking he's just making his living. He doesn't know he's making more than other people. And now all of a sudden, Jimmy's paycheck gets sent over.
Man, we should do that here.
Has anybody here ever been sent anybody else's
No.
paycheck?
I've seen someone on a printer.
You have?
Who has a paycheck on a printer?
One of the bosses has printed it for some reason. I don't know.
Printed
maybe a photo
their own?
Yeah.
Or,
oh. I guess.
Why would they print a paycheck?
Here?
Like here.
Hey, was it awesome? Was it awesome?
I was like, dang. Okay. Okay. Like, I need your position.
Okay.
But I don't think they would give you that position.
No. No, I don't think they would either. But I just saw and I was like, dang. Yeah.
But also, that's not a position that you're right beside.
Right. It's a different position. Yeah. But I was just like, I didn't know that position made that.
If you knew that, would you have gone for that position?
Well, maybe. I don't know. It may be a lot of responsibility, but I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the person does, but they are doing all right.
It's Eddie.
That's but not me.
Right. There's no one in this room.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
I always think it's great to get a guy's perspective. And for me, all the guys on the show are like my big brothers. And when I bring dating segments to the show, it's fun to hear their perspective, whether they think I'm being a little crazy or like I'm spot on. It's just fun to hear what they might think. So I brought this 5-date dilemma I have. I'd been going out with a guy for 5 dates and I just was questioning a lot of things. So I got their advice, what they think I should do. And surprisingly, the whole show was pretty much on the same page with this one. So maybe it's a no-brainer. I don't know. Listen, and you decide for yourself.
Number 5.
Morgan, do you feel like you're a self-sabotager when it comes to dating?
I never felt that way originally, but yes, lately, because I'm just, I assume that the other shoe is always going to drop.
You feel like it's eventually going to go bad anyway, so why not ruin it yourself?
Yeah, at this point, because I'm like, I don't need to get hurt, so at least I'll just cut ties now and get out.
So where are you now with this guy?
So we've been on 5 dates.
Is this Twister guy?
This is Twister guy.
Got it.
Yeah, aka Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Yes. We've been on 5 dates and we FaceTimed a lot, but I just don't feel like he's taking the initiative. Like he's not being like, hey, I like you, or hey, like I want to see you again, but like he's still texting me and FaceTiming me all the time.
Do you feel like he's not taking the initiative because he's maybe playing this with other people too?
I don't know. Like, and I just don't know if I'm being like so sensitive and I rush things. I don't feel like I'm rushing. I mean, it's been 5 dates.
What do you expect to happen after 5 dates as far as where you to not maybe define the relationship, but at least define something?
Yeah, or just be like, take the initiative to be like, hey, I'm interested in you and I would like to see you again and make a plan to see each other again. Well, that hasn't happened.
So he doesn't make a plan to see you again?
No, but
so
like
you planned the 5 dates?
No. He planned the first 2 and then I kind of helped with the last 3. He started it and then I kind of helped.
I don't like how this feels, especially early on.
That's how I feel, but I can't tell if I'm just being too harsh or too critical. And I just don't. He keeps texting me and he keeps FaceTiming me, which is showing me that he's interested, but is he not interested enough to put in extra effort?
Or is he just, let me say this, he may be super interested in you, but, or is he just keeping you around because he's keeping a few people around? That would be what I would be worrying about.
Yeah, like he's trying to build a roster.
Yeah, or you're a backup, or he's got 3s deciding within. You could be first. I don't know. It does feel weird. When I started dating my wife, I was just asking her all the time, you want to do this? Want to do this? Like, I was taking big initiative because I didn't want to let that slip away because I was like, dang, she's so cool. If I don't do it, somebody else is going to. Like, I worried that would happen. So, and again, everybody's different. I feel like if he really wanted to be in it, he would make more of an effort to get you in it with him.
See, that's how I'm feeling.
But not every dude's like that. Why don't you do, since you're doing these uncomfortable things, right? Like, why don't you just ask him, hey, what's up? Like, what would you ask him if it wasn't weird? If it wasn't weird and you could ask him anything in the whole world, what would you ask him?
Okay, so I did kind of do this. So after the Twister date, he hadn't like really followed up. He'd been like, that was really fun. And that was it. He wasn't like, hey, I want to see you again.
I bet you he's got other girls.
And so I literally just kind of like, I started matching his effort and I just kind of pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, why didn't you ask me to hang out? Mm. And I'm like, I feel like you don't like me, so why would I ask you to hang out?
Could he be intimidated by you?
That's always a possibility. I get told that a lot. But I also just don't feel like I want somebody who's going to be intimidated by me.
I agree with that, too.
Well, and it sounds to me like you want someone that's going to take initiative and plan things. And if he's already showing you he can't do that for dates 3, 4, and 5.
Then... Or he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I even told him, like, I was like, hey,
Broke. Does he have a decent job?
I don't know. He has a decent job.
Okay.
And I've even told them, like, I want someone who takes initiative and plan things. I gave him the guidebook to be like, this is what I need. And still, we're not having the follow-up.
Let's go through the dudes here. Guys, let's go to Ray first. Raymundo, you and Babe are married for a bit now. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would imagine you guys would be hanging out a lot more than you have. It just seems like it's forced. A relationship's never forced. This thing's donezo.
Okay, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm with Ray on this. It's just the whole, like, this is what I want. This is what I need. After, like, 5 dates to me is too much. Like, I don't understand why people just can't have fun and let it build.
Oh,
and
so it's her fault.
Well, I think it's both of their faults. Like, with too much of just like, ew, even if he's intimidated by her, like, oh, what, intimidated by what? Like, maybe there's too many demands. I don't know.
A little rude, okay.
But you know what I mean? It's just like the intimidation factors. Like, it should be a fun relationship.
I agree, but at what point then do you go, hey, I do really like you, and maybe I'll just chill and date other people for a minute to see if we end up being a thing?
Yeah, I think there's just so many games involved here. Like, what if he's playing too cool? Sometimes girls are like, yeah, he's coming on too quick. And maybe he's been told that.
Yeah, you don't want
lot.
Him to be Abby level. That's a little like.
You find ways to hit Abby when she's not.
No, this has nothing to do with Abby. like when I listen to Morgan, I don't get more Abby vibes from Morgan where she's all in after 1 hour of talking. But I think this dude is sort of like, man, I'll get my cake when I want cake. Huh? But on Wednesdays, I'm going to go get cookies over here.
I agree.
And on Thursdays, I'm going to get ice cream over here. You know what I mean? On Saturday, if I got no ice cream or cookies, I guess I'll go get some cake.
Do you feel like he dedicates the weekends, like the primetime spots, to you?
Yeah. I mean, the last time we hung out was a Saturday night. This is also what gets me, though. It's like he can text me a lot and FaceTime me in evenings. Like, I don't think he's going on other dates.
Is he ever in, like, it looks like a restroom, like a restaurant bathroom?
No. But I'm like, if you can FaceTime me for an hour, why didn't you just ask me to hang out?
So even if he doesn't have a roster.
Which I don't think he does, by the way.
His personality doesn't seem like one that you and him would thrive together because it feels like he may be a bit shy.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah. I feel like I want someone who wants to take initiative, wants to show up in the same effort that I'm putting in.
I don't think you think... Well, I don't know if you just said think or feel. You know that's what you want.
Yeah.
I've heard you say it multiple times. Yes. So you know.
Why don't you just say that to him? Do you like him?
I do, but this has been off-putting. Like, so, I definitely have a little bit of an ick now.
Then you got to just give it one final honest go and go like, hey, look, I really like you. Like, what are we doing here? You don't have to say a relationship, but like, I need you to take a little bit of just some authority here and... like, I need you to plan stuff. I need you to be that dude because for me, that's what I'm looking for. And if he doesn't, then who cares?
Is it too much after I've already kind of said it once and it's only been 5 dates? Like, is it just too much and it's just not working?
Well, I wouldn't do it right now. Maybe go on like 2 more dates. And then you at 7 dates, you could pretty much say,
but 2 more dates.
I don't
dates
know that, if we're going to go on
yeah,
two more
gonna
dates.
Plan that?
I mean,
it's going to take
6 months. Instead of say, hey, you know how you FaceTimed me for an hour last night? Why didn't you just come over?
Yeah, like, why don't you just ask
And he'll
me?
Be like, well, you didn't invite me over.
Oh, man.
You can do that. You can
That's
feel
what
that.
I'm worried about.
You can feel that out. He may just be so passive, though. I mean, what if he's just an extremely passive guy?
Yeah,
does
I don't
he seem
know
like
I,
that?
Yeah, a little bit. He's very laid back. And I just, maybe I just can't date somebody that's super passive.
Like, Eddie's super laid back and passive, and we date wonderfully.
I'm chill,
because
man.
I'm type A, and he's very passive.
But see, I don't want to be that. Like, I, you know, there's a lot online about like the feminine masculine energy. I very much want to be in my feminine energy. I mm-hmm. don't want to take the masculine role. I've had to, and I've been in those relationships, and those weren't enjoyable for me.
Then you can't stay in this purgatory place regardless. You either got to cut it and run, or you got to make one more statement of, hey, this is what I'm looking for. And if he doesn't give it to you, then you go. Because you're just in a purgatory. You're going to be miserable regardless. You're in the middle space.
I know. I just couldn't tell if I was self-sabotaging, though, or if I'm, like, getting the right vibes.
I don't think you are. I think now you're maybe holding on a little too long.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, good luck. Let us know.
Yeah, thanks.
I think if you play Twister with him, he'll come right over again. Think that about it.
Probably.
All right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The big game happened last weekend, and it was so exciting. The Chiefs won. Is that a spoiler alert? I hope not. I mean, there was like literally over 100 million people watching, so I don't think it's a spoiler alert at this point. But Bobby commented on the viral Travis Kelce video with Andy Reid, where he was bumping into him and yelling in his face, and Bobby shared his thoughts. It was interesting, and I know a lot of you guys have passionate opinions on this specific topic. I also know that by the time you're probably listening to this, Travis Kelce himself has even talked about it and made a statement on it, so has Andy Reid. There's a lot here, but Bobby broke it down and shared what he thinks.
Number four.
How much of the game did you watch?
Not the overtime part or whatever that was.
The good part?
I know.
You mean the best part?
Wait, what?
I had to wake up and figure out, who won. I decided to go.
What point did you turn it off?
I went and got in the shower towards, honestly, it was starting the fourth quarter maybe. And then I started doing my bedtime routine. Mm. And then my friend that was over, she was like, I think I'm going to go home and go to bed. I'm like, okay, bye. So around then.
When did you find out who won?
This morning when I woke up.
That's cool.
I checked.
That's all.
And how I found out is I saw Taylor Swift kissing Travis Kelce. And it's like, Taylor won her first Super Bowl. I was like, sweet.
Got it.
But I honestly didn't care who won. I was not rooting for anybody in particular.
Yeah. That's cool. It's a great game.
When did you find out?
Well, I watched it.
Obviously.
I had a lot of money on it last night.
I know, but it just kept going.
It did, but that's what made it really good if you were... My wife was the same way. She was like, how long is this thing going to go on? And she's a sports fan, but even then she was like, just somebody win so I can go to bed.
Because even by the fourth quarter, which is part of the normal plan, it's too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go talk to Katie in Maryland real quick, who's on the phone. Katie, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
Hi, how are you guys?
Pretty good.
We're huge fans.
Thank you very much. What would you like to say?
I was just calling to find out what your opinion was on Travis Kelce grabbing Andy Reid and shaking and throwing, almost knocking him over because he wanted to be in the play.
So I don't know if he grabbed him and threw him so much. It was a bad look. I mean, I could see Taylor dumping Travis Kelce just because of that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad look.
Well, tell me more.
Big.
Oh, watch that. That was early in the game.
And football is a game of emotion, but still, you don't do that. You don't go over to your head coach. By the way, the head coach is in front of the sideline, so it's very visible. It's not like they're...
Yeah.
And get right in his face. And he bumped him. But it was very aggressive looking.
Mm. Andy Reid was startled.
He almost knocked him over because he was not expecting it.
Yeah, he's in his 60s.
Yeah.
Like, even if you want to yell, okay, just make sure you don't touch him. Because Kelce's like a 6'5 dude. It wasn't good. It did not look good. I could see if that got real ugly today, if it continued to be part of the story, it's such a bad look that I could see Taylor dumping him for that.
Wow.
I mean, he gets down in his face and is like this, and Andy Reid kind of walks, and then he just kind of bumps into him, but he's screaming at him because he basically wants the ball. I think he had one catch in the first half.
So have you ever seen a player behave that way?
Not a star player on that level in that type of game, no.
Mm.
It was wildly aggressive.
And luckily they won, or else it would be more of a story, I think.
I saw Ray comment last night on it.
Yeah, I said, is that what he does to Taylor?
Yeah, whoa.
And then got 10,000 likes on the ESPN page.
No, I mean, honestly, my thought just now was like, oh, is this indicative of other behavior that like nobody sees?
Like if things aren't going right, this is how someone acts or reacts. It wasn't good. When most of the time in a very physical game, very emotional game, you give the benefit of the doubt because you go, listen, everybody's up and emotional, but that's ugly. Would you guys agree?
Yes, oh yeah, ugly. I was like, this is awkward.
And usually we don't all agree on stuff like this. It's bad.
And I've never seen him act like that, really.
Me either.
Like, that was weird.
He's probably like, my girlfriend's watching, you make me look stupid.
I mean, Andy Reid looked like, oh no, like he had no idea how to handle it.
Yeah,
right?
Katie, what did you think about it?
Well, so here's the deal. I'm in Maryland, so we're Baltimore fans. So after the whole incident with Justin Tucker and him tossing his helmet and stuff disrespectfully, I'm just like, this is just one more thing. I mean, it's really bad.
Let me explain.
You don't grab a coach like that. And he did stumble. It was bad.
So what happened with Justin Tucker? He's a kicker. I'm a big Justin Tucker guy. I like Justin. Talk to him a little bit. Justin Tucker was kicking. He was just messing with Mahomes and Kelce, but he was kicking where they were coming to warm up. And so he didn't stop kicking. So Kelce grabbed his ball and stuff and threw it.
Mm. I'm team Travis on that one. Like, she's saying it was so disrespectful, but it's like where they were warming up, it was like, all right, Tucker, get out of here.
Yeah, I didn't feel Justin Tucker even admitted he was just messing with them. So that part to me doesn't bother me. But last night with Andy Reid was pretty.
Could you imagine if like we wanted to be in a segment or something, we just come over and start.
But I'm also not 65 or 60.
Well, well, no, but either way.
Yeah, we're not 65.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, like, put me in.
Like, I had something to say there, Bones.
I didn't get to talk last break.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it was not
maybe
good.
You should look up the video.
No, no, I will.
What, you haven't seen it?
No, I had no idea. I thought this happened in overtime because I missed it. But it could have been when I was
it was
also
first half. It's first half.
Okay.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
After months and months of practicing, Abby finally had her guitar recital in studio. She told the show she really wanted to learn guitar, so Bobby put a time on it and said, you have 6 months, learn guitar, come in and play us a song. And that's exactly what happened. So you're about to hear, for the first time, Abby Lee Anderson playing guitar.
Number three.
Very exciting for us because our very own Abby is going to do her first ever recital here on the show. She has her guitar in her hand. Abby, we're so excited.
Yeah!
Oh, thank you, yeah. I am too.
We're going to officially play your interview music in a second. But 6 months or so ago, Abby was talking about playing at a bar, but she had to hire a guitar player. And then sometimes there'd be an issue. I'm like, Abby, why don't you learn to play guitar yourself?
No, I did. I encouraged her. I said, you're wasting your own money. I'm the one that put this. I inspired this.
I did. I think
you can't take credit for her playing guitar.
Right.
So, Abby, with you playing guitar, you went and you're making yourself very uncomfortable. You never played publicly before.
Right.
You've been practicing at home. And sorry. Lunchbox deserves all the credit just ahead of time.
Okay, I think he did it for this moment right here.
To laugh at you.
Yes.
No, no, but this would you have ever done it without me doing that?
I may have.
Thank you. That just
I may have.
No, no, that was a, she accepted okay. that I was
well,
right.
Well, this segment is not about you.
I know.
This is about Abby. Abby, we're going to play this official music, and then we're going to kind of feel what you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
All right, hit it. Here we go.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Abby Lee Anderson.
Here she is, Abby Lee Anderson.
Oh, my God.
So, Abby, what kind of guitar do you have there?
So, this is a Taylor. It is a GS Mini. Oh. I got a smaller one.
I play a Mini when I do comedy.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
A little red Mini, yeah.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on your guitar. Did you buy that?
Yeah, I did. Wow. For this. I really got into the whole thing.
And then how often have you been practicing?
Every day. And literally every day.
Are you negative nervous or positive nervous right now?
I'm positive, but I'm because every time I play by myself at home, like I sound really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I play for one of my friends or something, I kind of mess up a little.
You get a little tight.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what song in this recital are you going to play for us first?
So I have Tennessee Orange by Megan Maroney.
Ooh.
Okay. And we're not going to do the full song.
Right. It's really long. I practiced it last night and I was like, man, this is just going on.
So what are you going to do? Like a verse and chorus?
Yeah. I can start like the second verse and then
whatever you want.
It.
Okay. Abby is here. And how do you, are your fingers calloused, like to
they
the point
are.
Where it doesn't yep. hurt anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Any questions for our Abby Lee Anderson?
No.
Playing the guitar for the very first time. She's been singing for a while, but here we go.
I think the mic's falling, though. Is that okay?
You gotta deal with it, right?
Hey, you're doing a live show.
So you say it's showbiz, baby?
It's showbiz, baby.
Right.
Well, no,
I
that's
can.
Showbiz, baby. Oh, her guitar
really
tech comes in. Scoops
low. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, Abby, are you ready to knock our socks off?
I'm ready.
With Tennessee Orange from Megan Maroney, a verse and a chorus. Here we go.
Took me to Knoxville last Saturday, and I wore the hat on his dash to the games. Sure wasn't Athens, but I fell for him under those kneeling lights. But I met somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door, and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home, yeah. He's got me doing things I've never done. Ooh. In Georgia, they call it a sin. I'm wearing Tennessee orange for you.
All right, good job, good job.
Oh, okay, so okay. good.
Okay.
I can tell she's so nervous because her hand's even shaking when she's trying to strum.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
You're shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why am I shaking?
It's normal. You only get nervous because things matter, good or bad.
True.
You get nervous because things matter.
I know. I don't want to shake, though.
It's okay. Do you want to
take, got this.
You wanna take a deep breath?
Yes.
How did you feel about that performance?
Since my hands were shaking, they weren't like exactly on the chords, so they were a little off.
I would even say there are artists that come in that are really good that sometimes mess up while they're playing, but you know, the difference is they just keep going and they don't even act like it's a thing. It's just part of it. So instead of, and you do this too when you're doing karaoke, you'll be like, oh, instead of being like, oh, just keep going. Who cares? We're not even going to know.
Yes. Just keep going.
Do you need a breath?
Just keep going.
Do you need a breath? Do you need to take a breath?
Yep. Yeah.
Let's do this. Why don't we play a song? Let Abby gain her composure. That was the rehearsal for rehearsal for the recital,
and it was good. Abby, you're doing great.
We're gonna do that one again. And do you have another song you're gonna do too?
I do.
What's the other song?
It's a fun one. Fishing in the Dark.
Okay,
you guys can sing along with me.
Okay, Abby's here. Take a breath. Lunchbox, your thoughts. Rehearsal. It's just rehearsal.
Yeah. Rehearsal was a little rough.
Okay.
I was going into it. I thought it was gonna be rough because she was cramming in another room, having Eddie teach her a couple things.
Well,
not. Or go over stuff with her.
I was
I was like, man, dude, she's cramming now. This ain't a good song.
No, artists do that backstage. Yeah, they
do it here in the green room.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, Abby, take a breath. That was a rehearsal we did a minute ago. You guys heard that? That was just us tinkering around. We didn't even know we were on the air. Abby was just like testing out her new guitar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Now I'm ready.
A little calmer?
Yes, I think so.
Deep breath. There you go. Through your nose, out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You've been waiting for this moment.
I have.
And you're going to be so much better after this moment, regardless of how good you do here. Because you've done the experience. You've seen if you mess up, life doesn't end. If you do great, you're not elected president. So that way you can just keep going. That's what I do. I've bombed out before. And you know what I realized? Life ain't over. It's really not that bad. But I needed to bomb to be able to see that. So I was comfortable with knowing my worst case scenario. And then I've done stuff where I've crushed it. And you know what? I didn't get a medal accommodation. So let that be your leader, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Abby's here. She's got her guitar. She's never played in public. This is her guitar recital while she's singing. You know, I think it would be interesting if you did Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange. Do you guys think that would be good?
Oh, yeah.
Just from the top of my head, I think that would be fun.
Of course, that's a great idea.
Could you try to play that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here she is in her recital. It's Abby Lee Anderson. Woo-hoo. All right, Abby.
Mom, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy. He'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way, but I met somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home. He's got me doing things I've never done. In Georgia they call it a sin. I'm wearing Tennessee orange for you.
Nice job. Thank you for your vulnerability and you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Man, that was good.
Thank you.
So here's what I want to say to you and ask you, did you find it difficult to sing and play at the same time because there are different things happening?
Yes. And there's even like more strumming you're supposed to do.
You don't have to put yourself down.
That's true.
Don't do that.
I don't think it is when you're just strumming down once. I don't think it is. But it took me a while to get that.
Yeah.
Like a long time. It's just like you strum through and then you hum it and then you start singing.
You did a great job. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Didn't sound like on my couch, but good.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Yeah, good job, Abby.
There you go. All right, now.
A long way.
Okay.
It's like a clip we have of him saying one thing positive. We play it.
I mean, it wasn't perfect, but kept going.
Hey, okay. Art isn't.
Yeah. What is art?
What art is perfect?
You're right. You're right.
Abby, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next song you're going to do for us in your recital?
Fishing in the Dark. You guys going to sing with me?
Nitty gritty.
Well, no.
No.
You got this.
Okay. You don't need us.
Maybe a second or third time. Do you need somebody to hold your paper for you?
These are like my little, this is just the words.
Okay. We'll put it on the ground. Ready, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, ready?
Here's Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Maybe a moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets hovering, lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road. I'm gonna take it to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. I'm feeling fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, feels so good to be with you.
Job, nice job, Abby.
Okay.
Yeah, good. A little more up tempo.
Yeah.
But I love your heart. Okay. And you're on it most of the time. You just can't quit practicing. Uh-huh. I mean, in the best way. Don't give up now because we did the bit.
Yeah.
Like, keep doing it.
I mean, this is so much progress.
And it's also
going to
make you a better singer, too, because you won't worry as much about singing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll sing what naturally comes out of you, and it'll just so happen to match the key that you're. You're just going to be a better singer once you learn to play guitar.
Yes. So, how'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Better than you thought or worse?
About what I thought. Good. Like, you didn't know how to play. 6 months later, you played two songs on a national radio show.
Okay.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, thanks.
Now we have to go to a break in a few minutes, but do you want us to sing it with you now that we've heard you?
Yeah. The chorus or the whole thing?
Well, we'll just do background vocals. And okay. Really, but don't worry about us.
Okay.
You do you, and you're mm-hmm. just comfortable. You're hanging out with your friends, relaxing. Mm-hmm. Good?
Yep.
All right, Abby, go ahead.
There's a yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stone road. I'm gonna take it to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark line. Stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, feels so good to be with you.
Good job, yeah. Good job. And your pace was good. Everything was good.
Good job, Abby.
Keep practicing.
You. Okay.
Okay, Amy, give me a couple words real quick. Abby's first recital.
I already said impressed, and I stand by that. Proud, like genuinely proud of you, and then also motivated. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I don't know what it is. It doesn't have to be an instrument, but it could be that if anybody else is thinking about picking up something or a hobby or starting something and they feel like, oh, it's too late in life, like, no.
She's not 100.
I know. I know she's not, but
like she's dying this week.
I hear you.
Right. I guess more so I'm thinking of myself. Like I'm about to turn 43 and there's things I want to do. And I'm like, now Abby's motivating me.
It's good job, Abby. Eddie, quickly.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Look, the ball's rolling. Yeah. I mean, Abby, this is going to open up your musical career in a different way. You're going to be able to go to writing sessions with your guitar.
She's made money playing music.
Fun.
And you'll be able to go.
She just had a song on the radio.
You'll be able to write. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to like play like songwriter stuff, too. If somebody's like, Abby, come play with us. You can go to just play a couple songs.
Yeah. Woo!
Lunchbox.
I'd like to say that I'm glad that I'm so inspiring. I didn't know I could inspire people to make change. And I mean, I think another year and you might be able to play live somewhere.
A year? Okay.
Well, really, I mean, you're not good enough to go play live now with a guitar, but another year, you might be able to.
I'm proud of you. It took real vulnerability to come up and do that and learn something new and put it on the show. So I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
That's great. Keep practicing. Okay.
Thanks.
There she is. Abby.
Good job, Abby.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ian Munsick stopped by the studio. Not only did he give us some amazing performances, which you can go check out on our YouTube page, but we also just talked to him about life in Wyoming and growing up there and how he really feels about people who litter. And then there's this song that he has that's about cow poop, literally like cow manure. And he shares why and how and the whole inspiration behind that song. And it was hilarious. You'll get a good laugh out of it. And maybe if you live on a farm or grew up where there's a lot of cow manure, this song hits home for you.
Number two. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ian Munsick.
What's up, buddy? It's really good to see you again. I saw you a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be honest, I fell in love.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
that. I came in, I was like, I had hearts in my eyes, like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my guy. No, it just, you know, you do music in such, I'm not going to say original, but in it's your own way from where you're from. You know, you definitely have stayed with your style. How would you explain your style to somebody if they were like, hey, I know your cousin. He says you do music, Ian.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you do?
I always like to tell them first where I'm from. So I say Wyoming. A lot of my music is about, you know, mountains, horses, ranches, cowboys, coyotes, stuff like that, you know? So
you say it how I say it. Nobody else says coyotes.
Coyote, I know.
They make fun of me all the time because I naturally say coyote from Arkansas.
Yeah, I wonder
if we're brothers.
Oh,
never mind. We didn't wonder the same thing.
I wasn't thinking that.
Okay, go ahead.
I always thought that it was a regional thing. So like in the Rockies, we call them that because instead of a cute coyote that's out there, it's like, no, that's a coyote. We need to exterminate that coyote.
Yeah, we call them coyotes too, but we had them around.
Yeah.
That would like kill small animals.
That's why you call them a coyote.
It's
because
not
you
cute.
Had them around and you're like, those are kind of a pain.
That's it. Because Wile E. Coyote, kind of likable.
Yes, yes.
If his name was Wile E. Coyote, kill him. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I think.
But you're just, you know, you're so authentic to where you're from because you did grow up there. Like that was your life. And I'd like to do this, and we don't always do this with artists, but I would like for you to play a song early in the interview so people can kind of feel your vibe. Cool. Are you going to do Heartbreak King?
I am, yeah.
Do you want to do that one first or second?
Well,
it's up to you.
If we're introducing them to the West,
okay.
I'd rather do...
Then let's go.
White Buffalo,
okay.
That's all right. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Everything's all right with me.
Awesome, man.
All right, here is... By the way, this is Ian Munsick. Love this dude. And this is White Buffalo. And by the way, his documentary, White Buffalo, Voices of the West, it's now out.
It is, yep.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll talk about that in a second.
Awesome, man.
All right, here we go. Here's Ian Munsick.
Thank you.
Man, you're so good, dude. Ian Munsick.
Wow.
If I were at one of your shows, I think I would be torn on if I wanted to also at the same time go, Or if I'd be like, everybody, shut up. This is powerful.
Right.
I don't know which one I'd want to do because I would either want everybody to be quiet and let you do it because that's like, that feels like you're actually where you grew up.
Thank you.
Or I'd be like, everybody should do it. What do they do at your shows?
Man, it's usually half and half. And I'm not going to lie, it's usually pretty ugly when it gets to that part.
Yeah,
because there's all these hammered people in the front. And it's like, come on, guys. Come on.
But, so the album is White Buffalo. And then the documentary White Buffalo, Voices of the West, cowboys, ranchers, Native Americans, mm-hmm. and kind of the relationship and how they all live and work together in harmony, hopefully,
yeah.
to keep the land healthy. Am I accurate in saying that?
Absolutely, man. You nailed it. That's the best description that I've heard yet. So.
Why is that important to you to make sure that message is continually put out?
The land is the most important part of where I grew up. That's why people fall in love with the West and the Rockies, because of the land, man. And I think that there's not enough education about what goes into keeping it that way, and the people out there that are trying to keep it that way and have always lived their life like that. And ranchers, cowboys, Native Americans, they are all those people.
If someone listening right now was thinking, I think I'm gonna litter today, what would you tell them?
Oh gosh.
He's a man of the land. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No littering.
Yes. Yeah.
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 See? Told you.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Like,
don't do
fine,
it.
Makes me sick. Like
no,
fine.
He wants to fine them.
Right.
Then, find them.
And then kill them.
Oh, fine.
Yes.
Oh.
Well.
Not find them.
With a D on the end.
Yeah. Find them and kill them. Yeah.
Find them and then find them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But there's like those like $200 fee if you litter on the interstate. It's like $200. This should be like $2,000 if you litter on the
highway.
Or
death by Ian. Yeah. That's what I think. So two things. We're going to come back with Ian in a second. So White Buffalo, Voices of the West is the documentary. And you can get it on Apple, Google Play, YouTube rentals, and the places. Have you got pretty good feedback on it, people watching it?
Yeah, man, it's been great. It's been an overwhelming positive response so far.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ian Munsick.
Hey, Ian, what was your house like growing up, and what was around you? How much land was around you?
So I grew up on a 80-acre ranch, but we were the smallest one.
At 80, at 80 acres?
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, like, here it's like, oh my gosh, that's huge. In Wyoming, that's very small.
Yeah. How far was school away from you?
So school actually wasn't too bad. We lived a few miles away from a town of 500. So that's what the school was, probably 20 kids in each grade, which was perfect. It was awesome. And then the nearest like Walmart and stuff was half hour away.
Did you guys do like we used to do? Like if you had to go to Walmart, that was going to town.
Oh yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
And if you went to town, I'm going to town. Do you need anything?
Yep. Exactly.
Was that,
yep.
Is that how it was with you guys?
Yep.
Yeah, because Walmart was where town started with us. Walmart and everything beyond was town.
Yep.
So we would drive in. And growing up in Wyoming, at what age did you start to actually drive things?
Drive things? Yeah. Oh, gosh, early. Probably 5 years old is when my dad let me / made me drive our truck in the pasture while he stacked hay bales with my two older brothers.
Five?
Yeah, but he puts it on cruise control, 3 miles an hour, and he's just like, okay, all you have to do, straight.
Because you can't reach the pedals.
Like, no. So you just do this.
At five. Do you ever think about making a break for it at like seven? Because I think that for me would be like, all right, I've been doing this for a while. Let's give it a run.
Yeah.
That hauling hay, one of the worst jobs I've ever had.
Oh, dude, it's absolutely miserable.
And it didn't matter if you were throwing it in or if you were catching it.
Yeah.
And or
equally as bad.
But I'm so glad I did it because I hated it so much. It shows me, you know what? This might be hard sometimes, but it ain't nothing like that.
Yeah.
What is your family? Right. Like, I know you come from a musical family. Your brothers.
Yep.
How do they feel about your success now? And are they kind of proud that you've stayed the same?
Yes.
I say that in a complimentary way.
Yeah, man. My brothers and my dad, they are real cowboys. They play Western music, not really even the country and Western, just just Western, you know. So I've always been into hip hop music, jazz music, rock music, all of it. And so I've always kind of had that spin on my own kind of country music. So they've always known that. And I think that they're just really proud that I'm taking the spirit of the West, but making music away that's kind of all my own, which is really cool.
Are the Muncie Boys coming out with you on the road?
They are, yeah.
How is that going to work?
they usually just take the van, and they do those three on stage, my dad and my two older brothers, and then they do a trio, and then at the end of our performance, I get all of them on stage, and then we do us four.
It's all back together.
Yeah.
Like the Eagles getting back together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it happens every night. And they're all related, and they don't hate each other. You know? That's pretty cool. His name's Ian Muncik. I'm such a massive fan. Will you do Heartbreak King now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, here we go. This is Ian Muncik with Heartbreak King. Come on, man. That is awesome. Dude, so it's good. So good.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
And I say often, we live in the land of giants when it comes to music and performance. But it's, you know, certain people come in and you go, yeah, that's it. That's
Thank
it,
you.
Yeah. And it's just it. Like, you are who you are what your music says, you're also really good. And don't be fooled, he can play basketball too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah. What? Yeah, don't be fooled, yeah. He's a baller. I don't know if he plays in boots and a bolo, but I know.
Because that'd be cool.
But I know that he's a baller for sure. Because as soon as I said Ian was coming over to the house a few weeks ago, one of my buddies like, yeah, he goes hard when he plays ball.
I go hard, but I don't know if I actually play ball. I just go hard, man, because the one thing that you can always control is your effort.
That's
so
true.
I go hard, but I don't know how graceful it is.
Well, I didn't say graceful. I just said you play ball. And you're, people want you. He's not last picked. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Is that something your dad would say to you, or where did you get that saying?
The what?
The one thing you can always control is your effort.
No, I just made that up right now.
Oh. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Not bad. Yeah.
Do you remember meeting Eddie at my house?
I do, yes, yes.
Yeah, man.
You guys were about to work out and do some ropes, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I'm getting out of here, because the ropes are the worst thing in the world.
He was leaving right then. Okay, here's what I want to say. And Ian and I did an hour together, and I encourage you to listen to that, because it's really getting to know him and his upbringing and the story about his wife. And I'm a massive fan. His name's Ian Muncik. The documentary, which you can get on all the places, Apple, Google Play, YouTube, Reynolds, it's called White Buffalo, Voices of the West. The record, which, by the way, on the record, I just want to ask you one, and I wasn't going to ask this. I'll ask it off the air, but I'll ask it in here. The record, again, White Buffalo, and then he's out on tour, and go to ianmuncik.com, and he's got a lot of great people playing with him and a lot of shows. But the song that's called Cal S in the Morning,
yeah.
He's got a song called Cal in the Morning.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk about that.
Cow Poop in the Morning.
Yeah, Cow Poop, yeah. Yeah. We'll say that.
Man, I had been away from home for a long time, away from Wyoming, and we got back on the ranch, and it was late September, which is the most beautiful time of year out there, and we lease our pasture out for our neighbor's cows to graze on, always that time of year, and man, I woke up in the morning, went outside, and the first thing I smelled was that, and I was like, man, I love that smell. I really do. And then I was like, you know what? I need to write that. And then we kind of twisted it, whereas like the girl does not like that smell, so it's not going to work out.
So does it make you have to have an explicit on your album because the S word is on it?
Unfortunately, yes, it does.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But like you say that repeatedly in the song?
Yes. Yeah. That's the chorus.
Yeah, that's the
is that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but yeah, sometimes yeah. You can have the title of a song and maybe yeah, it's yeah. Not showing up a lot. But.
Yeah, no, we say that
like over and
then,
and over.
And the hook is, I'd rather smell cow poop in the morning than put up with her bull poop every night.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Good.
Boom.
Nice. So yeah, nice little, deep. You know.
What about the song called Effing Coyotes? No, I'm kidding. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that. I'm just kidding.
That's funny. That's the next album.
No, yeah. All right. You guys go follow Ian. I love this guy. Ian Muncik.
I just thought of one and I don't know if I can
say it.
Say
it, Amy. Say it.
Yeah, come on.
I don't think we can say it. I don't even know how to. Nothing. Now it's built
well,
up.
Well, now you've built it up.
I know, and now that's
it can't
the worst.
Possibly live up to what you've built. So
it's
what
not
is it?
Going
go ahead.
To.
We can always bleep it. We're under the leg.
Hey, I thought you had bolos and
Oh, that's actually really good, Amy. Like, really good.
That's like a country rap song.
Wow. Yeah. That is a Ryan Turtle song.
Yeah, wow. Look at hey, okay.
Okay.
I mean, we had to beep it, but still, it worked. You guys follow at Ian Munsick. Ian, great to see you, man.
Thank you for having us.
Shout out your boy here who's awesome on the fiddle.
Timmy!
Hey, Timmy, you can just yell one word. Do you have your own bolo? Does Ian make you wear one, too?
I got a couple.
Oh, you got a couple, but yeah.
He's giving me a couple.
Got it.
When Timmy comes out of the shows, everyone starts chanting, Timmy, Timmy.
Every single night.
Why?
I always like to say it's strictly because he's holding the instrument that he's holding. It has nothing to do with how he plays it or how he looks. It's only just because he plays the fiddle.
Well, you look...
Which isn't true.
Timmy, you look great.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, it's okay, Scuba. We're done now. Thanks, Scuba comes sprinting in to put the mic near his mouth. Now, interview's over. Hey, Timmy, would you just make a sound?
Sounds.
There you go. There's Timmy.
Timmy. Timmy.
All right, there is Ian Munsick. Ian, thanks, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
And then coming in at this number one spot, Bobby shared his thoughts on Beyonce having a country album. She announced during the Super Bowl that she's releasing a full country album. She dropped two of the songs. We did play Texas Hold'em on the show quite a few times, and he just shared what he thinks about it. Everybody's so up in arms about it on social media and has a lot of opinions about yet again another artist crossing over into country music, and there's a lot of passionate opinions. And so Bobby shared his and what he thinks and also gave some perspective with Kenny Rogers. So you'll want to hear this if you're just a little on the fence about country artists and maybe new artists jumping into the genre.
Number one.
You ever stumble into something late and you're like, how did I not find this earlier? Because it is so good. That's how I feel with that show Fargo. I've still not seen the movie, but I'm watching it all off. Like, I watched season 5, A+. Watched season 2, A+. We're in season 1, A.
Okay, so far.
Waiting for the plus.
Yeah, and the seasons don't really, you can watch them separately, I'm told. But it's just so good, and it's been out for like 10 years since the beginning. And so it's one of those things where it's like, how did I not even know that this existed? And so they have a lot of decent music too. And I'm watching that Fargo season 2, and it was based in the 70s, like 1979. And you'll see where I'm going here. But there's a scene, and this song is playing. It's the song that goes, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. And so they're playing it all throughout the scene. It's like a chase scene or something. You come over and make good music and show that, like, you're telling stories, you're authentic. Come on. That guy, that's Kenny Rogers. Obviously Darius. Now, these are obviously people, too, that made their full, I'm going to be a country artist. You have, like, Post Malone, where everybody's going, we can't wait. Because I can't. It's going to be awesome. I think Post Malone's country album is going to be awesome. Whenever he did the CMAs, it was really cool. Yeah. It was him and Morgan Wallen and Hardy. And we're like, let's go. That should be pretty cool. And there have been other artists that have crossed over just for a second.
Sheryl Crow?
Okay.
I think Sheryl just kind of exists. I think her music
can live. It has always been that.
Mm-hmm. But country music is way more broad now. But there have even been times where there have been things that quote unquote aren't country. Like when Bob Wills, the Texas Playboys, like when they first used an electric steel guitar, that was screamed from every valley and mountain. That's not country.
And that's so country.
My point. Anyone that's ever taken country music and turned it a little bit to a version that we know now, at one time was told that's not country. You can go to Garth or you can go to Waylon. The one consistent in music has been, well, that's not country, except it turns out that's exactly what country is.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think Beyonce's trying to come over and be a full-time country music artist. And I also think it's a little bit of fake outrage by people like, I can't believe she's doing country. She put out, and listen, I'm not a massive Beyonce fan. The song's pretty good. And I didn't listen to it at first because I was like, you know what? I'm going to let everybody have their minute with it, fight about it. And then I'm going to listen to it and just see if I actually like the song. It's good. And you want to talk about, you're hypocritical if you're like, I like Post Malone coming, but not Beyonce. Beyonce's been on the CMAs. Beyonce did Sugarland. Beyonce has a history too.
She's a Texas girl.
It's crazy to me how people get upset about it. Mm-hmm. But also if the song wasn't good, I would just be like, the song's not good. And I don't program music. I don't even program the music on the show for the most part, unless I'm just like, let's play this.
Ray, find the song.
Yeah, Ray, find the song. Because I don't have time to program music. But I did go into it going, okay, let's see if this is, if I even like it. I hoped I would like it a little bit. But if I didn't, I was going to come on and go, hey, there have been a lot of artists who've tried. What country music doesn't like, not me, but what country music, finger quotes, doesn't like, artists who settle to do country. Meaning they've been successful in another place and they can't find that success anymore. So they're like, I'm just going to go try some country stuff. Mm. That's not what Beyonce's doing.
She's found success.
Arguably the only person bigger than Beyonce is Taylor Swift. And that's arguably. But I would say Taylor, then Beyonce, but barely. So I'm watching all the fake outrage. And I, my new thing to do on Twitter is get on and say some stuff to make everybody upset, then never look at replies. I just get off of it.
Rile everyone up.
Well, yeah, because if I'm not there to look at it, it doesn't really happen. So tree falls in the woods. Like, I pushed the tree down and then closed my ears and ran out. And so I'm on last night because people are yelling at me like, that's not country. And that's okay. You can have your definition of what's country and what's not country. But you don't get to be the king ding-a-ling of all country music. And what's considered traditional country now at one point was like, that's not country. That's the one thing that has been consistent in country music. It's really the only thing that's been consistent. Because at one point, electric guitars in country music, are you out of your mind?
That's not country.
And whenever you look at the history of country music, it wasn't started by white folks in the South. It was people coming over on, the Africans coming over on slave ships, bringing their banjo type instruments. Mm-hmm. The Europeans bringing their fiddle type instruments. That's where country started. So I guess if you're going to go, that's not country, nothing's country unless it's from Africa or from Europe with those instruments. And so last night, some woman hit me up. I was in the middle of tweeting. It's before I got off Twitter all the way. I was posting a little tweet, 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 tweet. And she was like, yeah, but it was a real rudimentary form of a banjo. I said, yeah, every invention ever. If you look back at the first car, that was a rudimentary version of the first car compared to what we have now. But the song's good. If the song wasn't good, I would just be like, hey, good luck. But I do like the song. Now, just for the record, it doesn't even matter if it's Luke Bryan or Stapleton or Miranda. If they put out a brand new song, it doesn't get slammed to number five on the charts in the first two, three, 4 weeks. It takes a bit. Luke Combs, right? Like his number ones. And his fly. So do Morgan Wallen. Still take 8, 9, 10 weeks. So I'm not going to get into the whole should we or shouldn't we not play Beyonce, because that's going to be up to the public to determine, just like they do everything else. Remember, Morgan Wallen wasn't a country artist when he started. He went on The Voice as like a soul singer, pop singer. But you can also be multiple things at once. Like, I'm a trailer park kid from Arkansas, but a lot of people see me as like a rapper.
Or Jelly Roll.
For
I
sure.
Mean,
yeah, of course, Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one, Amy. Yeah. So, hey, do program directors, like, do they listen to the audience and be like, oh, you know what? They like this. We'll play more of this. Or do they just kind of decide?
I mean, both yes and no. They do so much research now by actually doing what they call call-out research, where, yes, they do. Again, this is not my area of expertise, but at one point I was involved more in music programming. They'll do call-out research in a couple of ways where you will get in touch with people who listen to the format. They're called like a P1, and you'll play them all these songs and they rate them by like a survey on the phone or on the internet. And like, hey, do you want to take this? Yeah. Do you like this song? Yeah. Do you like how this song sounds? It's a new song. You've not heard this one. What do you think? And then they'll base it on that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's almost, I say almost, there's almost no version, at least within our company, of just going, you know, there's no data on this, and I think this song's awesome, so let's just play it all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly it's, hey, we believe in this artist and this song, and they have a history of doing great things one after the other, so we're going to give it a benefit of the doubt, maybe play it overnights a little bit, and see then how it tests. So not really. It's like requests. Requests were killed once fan groups started calling in bulks and being like, I just want to request this song.
Yeah.
You'd have 94 in a row. Some artist you haven't heard, and you're like, well, that feels fishy. All that to say, you ain't that mad about it anyway, people that are mad. You just need something to yell about.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, focus your attention on something that really matters.
Yeah, and if you're over there yelling at me on Twitter, I don't see it. I will not go back today. I might go back and add a couple, but I won't look at it. I was getting hit hard.
You just saw the numbers.
I was getting hit pretty hard. That's okay. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I'm just going to play the song too, because if Carrie was singing this song or Miranda was singing this song, you'd be like, that's a cool country song. Because it's not like there aren't rhythmic influences, first of all, in country music, period. And secondly, in the music we do now. Like every third Morgan Wallen song's got an 808 in it. Boom, boom, boom. And that's cool.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, that's it for Just the Bits. If this is where I leave you, then I hope you have a safe and fabulous weekend. And thanks for joining and spending some of your weekend with me. If not, be sure to check out part one and part three. I think you guys will really enjoy it this weekend. Part one, like I said, great laughs. You're going to really miss out if you don't hear Eddie wrongly singing my list of breakup songs. And part three, we answered listener questions, and a lot of them had to do with Eddie and his family and life at home. So if you want to hear more about that, a more personal side of Eddie, go check out part three. All right, y'all. See you later.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.